What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, let's talk for a minute about Stephen Miller and his family. I would argue Stephen Miller is one of the most evil people in the Trump administration, and he is also at the helm of a lot of what's going on. We have heard so much about how Stephen Miller is practically running this White House. He's practically the president. As we know, Donald Trump is cognitively declining and is a narcissist. He kind of just listens to whatever the last person told him, at least sometimes. That's one of my working theories as I watch Trump and try to understand his brain. But Stephen Miller's wife also has a podcast. Stephen Miller's family has talked a lot about him and how evil he is. And so I want to hop into this because a lot of it is new and you may have not heard it, including this new article that was posted today. Before we hop into it, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. I'm like 600, 700 subscribers away from 100,000, which is absolutely mind-boggling. It would mean a lot if you checked out my YouTube channel and hit subscribe. I love each and every one of you so much, and I appreciate the support on the Adam Ockler channel. We're trying to build something big going into the midterms in 2028 to elect Democrats across the board and fight against this Trump movement. And so if you want to help us do that, help us grow and be a part of the Ockler media community, all you have to do is, drumroll please, hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. All right, let's start here on this Daily Beast article. Stephen Miller's own cousin savages his staggering hypocrisy. Let me play this clip real quick, and then we're going to talk about Stephen Miller's wife. Take a listen.
Stephen Miller is the winner of the suck-up contest. I've gone around to several White House people, and I said, explain Stephen Miller to me. Because he's, you know, I mean, as we talked the other day, he's a weirdo. Even Trump acknowledges that he's a weirdo. How does he keep rising? And across the board, there's one explanation, and everybody rushes to it. They say, he's the most incredible suck-up. You have never seen this. I mean, the flattery, the ooze, you know, when he is in the room with Trump, it just can't stop. And it's one of the few things that makes Trump shut up. He just likes to listen. How does his career continue to flourish when everybody knows he's a weirdo? He's not really somebody anybody is comfortable with, who you really want to be around, and who you might trust on any matter because he's so weird, looking at you with those weird eyes. But at any rate, everybody responds the same way, and they rush to say it. He survives and thrives because he's such an amazing suck-up.
Okay, wow. So he's such a suck-up. That's how he's gotten so much control over this White House. But also in this Daily Beast article, it talks about the disconnect that has caused with his family. This is one of the quotes from the article. Quote, the apparent disconnect between his own family history and the strict immigration crackdown he's spearheading rankled Alicia Cashmere, I believe, a cousin on his father's side. In a rare interview, Cashmere told the New Republic's Greg Sargent, quote, we're Jewish. We grew up knowing how hated we were just for existing. Now he's trying to take away the exact thing that his own family benefited from, the ability to create a life for themselves, to prosper, to build community, to have successful businesses, to live a rewarding life. Wow. And again, this Daily Beast article came out today. Cashmere's comments follow a July Facebook post in which she disavowed Miller and wrote, quote, I am living with the deep pain of watching someone I once loved become the face of evil. She also recalled babysitting her cousin as a kid and said their shared upbringing emphasized the lessons of Jewish persecution and the moral force of, quote, never again. Wow. So Stephen Miller's own family has to live with the fact, I guess, that Stephen Miller has become this awful human being and is doing everything that they were taught growing up with Stephen Miller, is morally abhorrent. And I'm glad that some of his family members are speaking out against this. Adam Mockler, obviously, on the Adam Mockler channel, got to play a clip from Adam Mockler's other social media accounts, some of the short form social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, talking about Stephen Miller. Take a listen.
You saw between 1965 and today was the single largest experiment on a society, on a civilization that had ever been conducted in human history. not just the 76 million immigrants that were brought in, largely from the third world, but their descendants too. So you see, with a lot of these immigrant groups, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, again, Somalia is a clear example here, but you see persistent issues in every subsequent generation.
Dude, this guy is using insanely extreme rhetoric just on Fox News from the White House lawn. He says 76 million immigrants were brought in as an experiment on civilization. Okay, when you use loaded language like brought in, you're implying that some nefarious group brought them in. Like, who are you implying? The Democrats? The Jews? Stephen Miller's Jewish, so I don't know why he would imply there's some nefarious force bringing immigrants in when people usually think it's Jews. Secondly, when he says that 76 million immigrants were brought in as an experiment on the civilization, he is describing perhaps the most successful experiment on the U.S. that any civilization could have ever had. Since 1965, since this Immigration and Nationality Act that he's talking about, we have seen the largest gain in GDP and productivity in American history. We have seen lifespan increase. We have seen innovations in technology, medicine, science. We have seen huge leaps due to immigration, due to immigrants making this country better and them being skilled, smart, productive, wanting to work towards a better America. Stephen Miller is someone who does not want to work towards a better America.
Yeah, so well said there from Adam Mockler, as you all know so well. The only thing I find bizarre about all of this while Stephen Miller does this is that his wife has a podcast and she's constantly running around. Again, as the wife of an elected, or I shouldn't say elected official, but the wife of someone essentially second-hand man to Donald Trump, she's running around giving interviews to Elon Musk and screaming at people in these debate interviews. It's crazy. Look at this clip right here.
I like solving problems, so I like building things. I built a lot of things. Like a lot.
The way that Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller, looks at Elon Musk has garnered a lot of attention online. I'm just going to leave it there. And you can let me know what you think in the comments down below. But this clip specifically, people talked about the way that she looks at Elon Musk as he talks about how he's, you know, like this amazing trillionaire or soon to be trillionaire who builds things. You know, I wouldn't want to be with Stephen Miller either, but, you know, you let me know the thoughts. Again, Stephen Miller's family just relentless against this guy. I don't know how you could live with yourself knowing that practically your whole family hates you. Take a listen.
You describe your nephew, Stephen Miller, as an immigration hypocrite. What do you mean by that?
It's an important question. And I have to preface my response by saying that I wrote this article more in sadness than in anger or resentment. Our family history is entirely dependent upon the fact that our family was able to escape from a terrible situation in what is now the country of Belarus. In those days, was part of the Russian Empire.
Your family first came here, I think, in the early 1900s.
The first of our particular group came over in 1903. They worked for a while peddling fruit and doing sweatshop work, and then they were able to round up enough money to bring over the rest of the immediate family. Everybody else who didn't make it, they were all swept away in the Holocaust and dead.
And so you're saying the hypocrisy.
Let me put it simply, had we not been able to enter America when we did, Stephen Miller would never exist.
And so this notion of chain migration, which is something the administration calls the opportunity for somebody who's come to the United States to apply to get their parents to come, their cousins, brothers or sisters to come, that has been part of your family history, of Stephen Miller's family history.
That is the classic story of virtually everybody in America who isn't a Native American or who was brought over unwillingly as a slave.
Exactly. I mean, so beautifully said. And again, it takes a lot of courage for someone like Stephen Miller's uncle to go on a podcast, or excuse me, to go on CNN and say these things about Stephen Miller, because it's true. The hypocrisy is outstanding, and it's antithetical to everything we believe as Americans. Take a look at this clip.
What Katie and Scott fail to realize sometimes in their analysis is that most of America understands that immigrants are part of the fabric of our country. And they're the people who make our country go. They're not just the people we look down on in some condescending fashion.
Is that like
they're
the Somalians in Minnesota?
I was just going to finish my thought. They're not people who are just people who do our lawns. They're not people who are just people who clean up hotels. They're not just illegals who come up here and commit violent crimes. But they're actually a part of the fabric. They know our families. We see them at the grocery stores, et cetera. And what we're seeing right now with That was funny you said Somalians. I mean, that's a way to otherize a whole group of people. But what we're seeing right now is individuals who come into our communities armed, National Guardsmen. You saw them in Chicago raining down, ripping away children. The imagery is a problem that the Trump administration has not necessarily dealt with. They don't know how to deal with it because they're going in with reckless abandon. True. Anybody who thought that Donald Trump wasn't going to do this, it was living under a rock. But the fact is, I don't think, one, having them on American soil is constitutional, and two, this is not going to fix our immigration
problem. So let me just...
Yeah, exactly. So well said, and it's so bizarre watching this clip. Why is Katie Miller here? Why does she have a podcast and go on these things and rage against Somalians and all this like disgusting, super racist, frankly, Nazi-esque language? And she just like debates other people. And you're about to see a clip where she literally threatens to deport somebody, because this is what she does on these podcasts. She uses her, like, you know, she uses her closeness to Stephen Miller to, you know, be this super powerful, toxic figure. The other thing is, but also you'd think that Katie Miller's podcast would be, I don't know, like semi-interesting. But as all these crazy things are happening in the United States, she's doing this.
Your vacation spot that you and your kids are dying to go to that you have not been.
I really want to go to Hawaii. So Usha's been to 49 states. I've been to 48. The 50th.
I don't even care. I honestly don't even want to play the rest of 59 seconds. I think you know where this is going. What's your favorite vacation spot? Hey, inflation is rising. We're kicking people off their health insurance. We're super racist. We're spitting all this absolutely abhorrent garbage. Americans are struggling. What's your favorite vacation spot? Oh, wow. You've been to 48 states? That's odd. We're planning to go to our 50th. Jennifer Welsh here doing a really good job ripping into a lot of these narratives. Take a listen.
If you think that my opinion that you and your husband are Nazi white nationalists is hateful, good, good, because I will stand with every American, immigrants, people with brown and black skin and LGBTQ plus, and I will stand with them because I believe in universal human rights. I do not believe in any way, shape, or form in the cruelty that your husband is launching. He literally has masked agents going out into the streets and abducting people, sending them to El Salvador, and then, oops, are bad, then sending them back. It's will always be called out. I will never stop calling out the injustice and the cruelty and the Nazi style ideals that your husband has. I will never stop, ever. I will always stand for universal human rights, and I will always believe that there are so many better Americans in this country than you and your husband and the freaks that surround you all in the White House. It is embarrassing. You're sociopaths. You are literally, when I think of horrible people in this country, you and your husband are at the very top of the list. I didn't think anybody could outdo Stephen Miller, and yet you go on Piers Morgan, and then you go on Abby Phillips' show, and you're just as demented, deranged, sociopathic as your husband is.
I don't think I could have done a better job in a minute and a half, you know, ripping into Stephen Miller like Jennifer Welsh just did. I mean, I second every single word. It was so well. And on the topic of being sociopathic and going on these podcasts, listen to these words very closely.
Hold on, right. hold on.
So what happened in the Holocaust and all the pogroms,
were disgusting.
Like
that doesn't mean that
you better be careful with your citizenship application and make sure everything's, what she say, like up to date or good to go. She's literally threatening to deport people on effing Piers Morgan. Because what? Make a phone call to the husband. These are deranged individuals. I mean, truly deranged. And I pray every day that the pendulum swings back in this country to competence. To competence. The attempt to force-feed America Katie Miller as a podcaster is not working. Imagine having access to these guests and you're pulling these tiny numbers, genuinely mind-boggling. No, 100%. You're literally in the pocket of the White House, 2.9 thousand views in 21 hours. You guys shatter that in an hour every single time here on the Adam Ockler podcast. So nice job. I'm proud of each and every one of you. Also, Brad here on Twitter, to his credit, used to be MAGA and then kind of turned into an independent voter and now has been, you know, doing a lot of work fighting against a lot of this stuff. So shout out to Brad. Love seeing it. Again, they talk a lot about Hunter Biden lately. Stephen Miller talks about this relentlessly, it feels like. I just want to point out this is what Stephen Miller's looking like these days, health-wise. Again, I didn't say anything. You did. You be the judge in the comments. Pentagon Pete says he won't let Stephen Miller babysit his kids. The bizarre comment was awkwardly made directly to Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller. I don't think anybody in this administration likes Stephen Miller. He's a weirdo. He's a weird guy. And his family doesn't like him. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's psychopathy, but again, I hope every single day that we can get to a more normal time in American history. And to do that, you got to make sure you are registered to vote. Listen, I appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel down below and subscribe here as well. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you in the next video.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.